Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
In the wake of O.J. Simpson's passing, the family of Ron Goldman, whose 1994 death the ex-NFL star was found liable for, is seeking any assets or funds that may help settle their unresolved multi-million dollar civil judgment, RadarOnline.com has learned. OJ was acquitted of the murders of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and Goldman during his salacious criminal trial in 1995. However, later a civil court found him responsible for their wrongful deaths, and he was ordered to pay $33.5 million in damages to both victims' families. Over the following decades, Goldman's family made several attempts to collect the money, but OJ only ever paid a fraction of it. Now, the family's attorney, David Cook, has revealed the Goldmans don't plan to let OJ's death stop them from pursuing the debt. OJ died without penance, Cook told TMZ on Thursday. He said the family plans to look into whether the embattled figure left behind any trust or estate funds they may be able to cash in on. Ron's father, Fred Goldman, also said OJ's death has only brought the painful loss of his son back to mind. This is just a reminder for us of how long Ron has been gone, how long we have missed him and nothing more than that, Fred told People. That is the only thing that is important today. It is the pain from then until now. There is nothing today that is more important than the loss of my son and the loss of Nicole, he added. Nothing is more important than that. The family had attempted to collect what they were owed in 2018 after OJ's stint in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. OJ was found guilty after stealing sports memorabilia from a Las Vegas hotel in 2007 and served 9 years behind bars in Nevada before being released on parole. He then began selling autographs and merchandise. In 2021, Fred revealed that OJ had only paid off $132,000 of the judgment, which had ballooned to $70 million due to interest. The following year, RadarOnline.com obtained court documents that showed Fred claimed the judgment had swelled to $96 million. Fred asked the court to renew the 1997 judgment. OJ did not respond to Fred's court filings. It was never about the money, Fred previously said, adding he was focused on the punishment and wanted to get some satisfaction of justice for his son. However, the family has been unable to clinch anywhere close to the full judgment amount. Ron and Nicole were stabbed to death at Nicole's home in Brentwood, an upscale neighborhood of Los Angeles, on June 12, 1994. OJ was diagnosed with prostate cancer in February, and his family announced on X Thursday morning that he had passed away at the age of 76. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer, the Post read. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. The Simpson family. He is survived by his 4 children.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.